Even if you just do 10% of what I share with you today, you're going to see and feel a marked difference. Today, we're talking about how to balance your hormones naturally. And all women need to do this. So ladies, I don't care if you're 35, 45, 75, or 25, this episode is for you because balancing our hormones is what helps us to feel like ourselves. It's what allows us to have optimal health, to be able to maintain our weight, to have a good mood, to get good sleep, to get the most out of our workouts. So let's talk about how to do that naturally. And this is especially important for those of you who have either made a decision that you don't want to do hormone replacement therapies as you enter perimenopause, and that's a personal decision, or maybe it's one that your physician has told you was in your best interest because of past medical history, breast cancer, or a variety of other reasons that you and your physician have decided hormone replacements are not an option for you. Regardless, whether you are doing hormone replacement therapy, whether you're still fertile and thinking about having children, balancing our hormones is essential. And we're going to talk about a four-pronged approach that you need to take very seriously if living your very best life and like looking and feeling your best is at the top of your list, which I know it is, girlfriend. That's why you're here. All right, so we're first going to talk about like why it is sometimes we don't feel like ourselves. And again, it doesn't matter what age you are. I mean, you see this with teenagers, right? You can tell. You're like, okay, who is this girl? Like if you have a 13-year-old, you know what I'm talking about. The same thing is true when a woman is pregnant. You notice big changes when we PMS. There are changes when our hormones fluctuate. It impacts who we are. And there's no shame in that. We are just very sensitive, amazing machines, and our hormones have everything to do with that. So the goal here is to create homeostasis, that idea that like we keep everything in alignment. Now, that sounds easier said than done. And frankly, it is easier said than done. Creating homeostasis isn't easy when we live lives that are like stressful and crazy and we can't necessarily eat the same thing every single week and life. So let's talk about what we can do to do our best. And just promise me this, that you will not get caught up in making all of these things perfect. You'll just do your best. Even if you just do 10% of what I share with you today, you're going to see and feel a marked difference. But for a moment, I want to talk to those of you who are 35 and not yet in menopause. And then we'll talk to my menopausal ladies too. But for those of you who are like, you're approaching perimenopause, you're starting to notice that sometimes your period isn't as regular as you'd like it to be. You feel like some months your skin is dry, some months it's not. Like you can just tell like things aren't as predictable as they always were. Those are some of the signs that you may be entering into the state that we call perimenopausal, which is the 7 to 10 year time frame before you completely lose your cycle, which is menopause. Like menopause is like one day. The day after that, 1 year has passed. Now you're postmenopausal. So your girl is postmenopausal and loving it. Okay, so what can you do when you're perimenopausal? This is the time when you want to start taking action fast, because we know now, because of research, recent research, that the earlier a woman starts making these changes, not just doing hormone replacement therapies, I'm talking about doing the changes that I'm about to share with you, the smoother and the fewer symptoms you're going to experience as you transition into menopause. Ladies who are postmenopausal, these same tips will improve your symptoms as well. Whether you're doing hormone replacement therapies or not, these are all natural changes that you can make to your lifestyle, and you can do so by following this four-prong approach. The approach includes supplementation, and I will be mentioning some newly approved FDA drugs that are non-hormonal and designed to treat the symptoms of perimenopause and menopausal women, like hot flashes, low libido, brain fog, and cognitive decline. The second approach is refining the way you exercise. The third approach is making some really basic lifestyle changes. And the fourth and final approach is by making some modifications to your nutrition. Okay, so let's talk about deodorant for a second. You know that I had been on the hunt, thank you for your suggestions, for a deodorant that was baking soda free, didn't have any parabens, had no aluminum, because, you know, hashtag we're all trying to get rid of the toxins. Many of you had suggested Lumi. I tried it. I love it. And now they are a show sponsor. Lumi is different because it's a whole body deodorant. And they've got a stick, and they also have like a cream tube deodorant, okay? So here's the deal. This stuff is so safe. You can put it friggin' anywhere on your body. You can put it in your underboobs, on your belly button, on your booty crack, on your vajayjay, on your feet, like anywhere where you're like, okay, we just need to control some odor. That's Lumi. Lumi will take care of that for you. It's a first of its kind. It's been clinically proven to block odor all day and control it for up to 72 hours. I love that it was created by an OBGYN who experienced firsthand that BO is normal. It was just being misdiagnosed and mistreated. So if you've been looking for something that is aluminum free, like I said, you want something that's a little safer to use anywhere on your body, may I suggest to you the Lumi Starter Pack. It's perfect for new customers because then you'll get like the solid stick plus the cream tube deodorant, which is kind of nice, like if you're going to put on your feet or wherever. They'll also give you two free products of your choice, like their little mini body wash and the deodorant wipes, which are also really nice. And because you're a listener of The Chalene Show, new customers get $5 off their Lumi Starter Pack with code Chalene. So go to lumideodorant.com/Chalene. That will give you, are you ready for this? 40% off your starter pack. Check it out. I think you're going to love it. And the fourth and final approach is by making some modifications to your nutrition. All right, let's get to it. Let's start with supplementation. Let's face it, even if you're eating a perfect diet, and you know that person who probably is, even if you were to monitor or take like their blood levels, I guarantee that they are going to be deficient in some pretty important vitamins and minerals. Now, in order for our bodies to produce hormones and to balance our hormones, we have to have certain elements in our body like vitamin D, and well, I'm going to go through them all. In order to avoid those dips and highs and dips and highs that many of us sometimes feel as we're perimenopausal, we're going through those changes, the body needs to send chemical reactions to the brain, specifically to the hypothalamus. And if you're deficient in some of these essential vitamins and minerals, your body won't produce hormones the way it's supposed to. It puts everything out of whack. The number one supplement that almost every woman needs to be taking, in my professional opinion, is magnesium. Actually, I need to say this before I go much further. When we're talking about supplements, supplements are, in many cases, just as potent as taking an FDA-approved drug. And for that reason, it is essential that you're taking this information in from me, but that doesn't mean that you should automatically take it. You definitely want to work with your general practitioner or a doctor who specializes in the treatment of perimenopause and menopausal women, a doctor who specializes in longevity, a doctor who specializes in hormones. And those doctors can treat even those of you who are like, I want to do this naturally. But it is important that you check with your physician because some supplements can counteract and interact with other medications you're taking in certain conditions. So please, err on the side of caution and double check with your doctor first. All right, but magnesium. Magnesium is responsible for over 300 different chemical reactions in the body. Research that came out last year is just like, it's blown my mind how much magnesium has an impact on our weight, insulin sensitivity, our mood, energy, exercise performance, sleep, depression, anxiety, bone density. I mean, these are all really important things. And I'm telling you, once I started taking a quality magnesium supplement, I live by my magnesium supplements. Anytime I talk to a woman who's experiencing like all of these hormonal changes, I'm like, what are you doing for magnesium? Magnesium oxide, magnesium chloride, magnesium sulfate, magnesium citrate, magnesium glycinate, magnesium orate. I mean, there's so many different types of magnesiums, and many of them are responsible for certain chemical reactions in your body. We now know that. So in the past, what you would do is buy a magnesium supplement that had like one or two, typically one form of these magnesiums. And that's a lot of pills to be taking. I personally take a magnesium supplement that has all seven in one capsule. They also have a powder form. I will tell you this. I've heard from many of you that you've tried the powder form and you think it tastes disgusting. I have it in this right now. I just mix all of my powdered formed supplements. You know, obviously I take Organifi, I take a few others, and I just mix them all together and it tastes like one big giant Skittle. And this is, some of you are going to think that is so gross what I'm about to tell you. Listen, it's what I do and I think it tastes delicious. I mix them all together and it's really tart and tangy and with my water. And then I put in just a little bit of vanilla coffee cream. Call me crazy. I think it tastes freaking delicious. It just takes that like super sour, skittly taste down a little bit. And I mean, you just put a dab in there. Try it. I don't know. It works for me. Anyways, my point is this. Of all the supplements that a woman needs to be taking in order to keep her hormones balanced, magnesium needs to be at the top of your list. Black cohosh, I hope I'm saying that correctly, a study of over 80 women found that when they took this particular all-natural supplement, they had far fewer hot flashes. Next up is DIM, short for dindolimethane. I hate these big words. Just call it DIM. DIM is an all-natural supplement, and it's known for supporting healthy menopausal transitions. And it's known for helping to balance hormones in both men and women. Brett takes DIM, and I take DIM. DIM has been found to have a balancing effect on estrogen, and some studies show it improves memory, symptoms of PMS, and many of the side effects associated with perimenopause. Another great all-natural supplement for hot flashes is maca. Turmeric is known for its anti-inflammatory processes. And turmeric is the gold standard when it comes to reducing inflammation in the body. And that's something a lot of women experience as they're transitioning into perimenopause. You don't realize all of a sudden you're like holding on to this extra body weight. You'll wake up one day and your clothes are just tighter. And you get on the scale and you're like, wait, how did I gain 7 pounds overnight? You didn't. Your body's holding on to water. And our bodies hold on to water when we're inflamed. And our bodies become inflamed when our hormones are out of balance. Turmeric is a wonderful natural supplement to keep those things in check. Melatonin. Melatonin helps to regulate sleep, as does magnesium. Evening primrose oil has also been shown to improve hormonal symptoms from PMS and perimenopause, including hot flashes and issues with dry skin. And while we're on the subject of dry skin, dry eyes, itchy hair, poor hair quality, like all of those things start to happen as you enter perimenopause, which is why it's essential, ladies, that you are taking an omega-3. Your body and your brain need these fatty acids. Do you know that nearly 50% of people in the United States have inadequate levels of magnesium? Completely deficient. And it's not just because of our dietary choices. Like, you can be eating a very healthy diet that you think has everything you need to produce enough magnesium. But for some people, it's genetic. For some of us, it is the way that we eat and the way that we live and how we exercise. But again, almost 50% of people are deficient in magnesium. And if you are a woman, this is especially important that you get a quality magnesium supplement, because if you don't, I mean, when you're deficient in magnesium, it's associated with osteoporosis, mood swings, nerve malfunctioning, hormone dysregulation. There's so many things that having the right level of magnesium in your body actually helps to alleviate a lot of these symptoms, including a lot of the symptoms of menopause, even hot flashes and night sweats. I know a lot of you have been talking about getting your hormones tested, which I think is a great idea, but why not also consider doing a supplement that you're likely deficient in anyways? It's going to improve all of these areas. Plus, it can probably help you sleep. And you don't even have to research the best company out there, because I already did that for you. Today, listeners of The Chalene Show can go to megbreakthrough.com/Chalene. You will unlock special gifts with your purchase. This is a limited time offer for select orders, so go to megbreakthrough.com/Chalene. You will unlock special gifts with your purchase. Your body and your brain need these fatty acids. And I think it goes without saying that probably 50% of us are deficient in vitamin D. And vitamin D is so essential for our bone health, for the health of our hair, for the health of our energy, for our immune system, and almost everyone. And so many of us are walking around deficient, and we don't even realize that that's why our energy is so low, as well as vitamin B. If you don't have adequate levels of vitamin B, specifically B2, B6, and B12, you will feel deficient in your energy, your mood. And when you're deficient in these essential vitamin Bs, you're just not going to feel like yourself. And so many people just, they can't even put their finger on it. They're like, I feel low energy. I'm not getting great sleep. It's crazy what temperamental machines we are. And these supplements, they're so essential. So instead of giving up and feeling like, okay, I guess this is just my fate, this is just what I have to deal with as I'm aging, no one feels like themselves, I'm here to tell you, when you get your vitamins and minerals in order, you set yourself up for success. You make it possible for all the other, it's like a stacking process. And this is that first tier. And the first level of that stack is proper supplementation. Now let's talk about medications. For those of you, again, who are not interested in doing hormone replacement therapy for whatever reason, you've made an informed decision, I'm here to be your older, bigger sister. I'm here to encourage you to look further. Even if you've been told in the past by your general practitioner or even your oncologist that you're not a good candidate for hormone replacement therapy, I just encourage you to dig a little further and make sure that's actually true for you, because there are so many long-term benefits if you can, if you are a candidate. And for those of you who just decided for whatever reason that's not for you, listen, it's your body, it's your decision. I support you. I just want to make sure that you are really well informed. You know all your options. However, for those of you who've decided not to go that route and you're experiencing just debilitating symptoms, the FDA just approved last month a new non-hormonal drug for the treatment of many of the symptoms menopausal women or perimenopausal women experience, including low libido. And here's a clip from Dr. Heather Hirsch explaining this new FDA-approved drug.
The first medication is called Addy or Flibanserin is its brand name. This is a really great medication that is FDA approved to treat hypoactive sexual desire disorder, which is low libido that is bothersome and frustrating to the patient. Now, this is a once daily oral medication, and it is a dopamine agonist, which means it releases a little bit of dopamine in your brain. And dopamine is a great reward hormone for doing things like sex and other things that are fun, like loud music, dancing on tabletops, eating chocolate, you get it. And finally, there's a medication called Vyleesi or bromelanotide, and this is an as needed injectable. And it's great because it can be used before date night. So for women who don't want to use a medication every day, or for women who are on multiple medications and don't want to add to their medication burden, this can be a great way to boost your libido on an as-needed basis.
There's also a class of drug, the NK3R agonist drug, that has been FDA approved to relieve women of their symptoms of hot flashes. So for those of you who've been looking for non-hormonal relief, there's good news, and I will link to both of those studies and more information for you below in our show notes. Moving on to our second approach. Like, if we're stacking these approaches, and the higher the stack gets, the more fortified you are to free yourself from these symptoms and to feel more like yourself and to have optimal energy and to feel and look great as you age. The more things you stack, the better off you are. So we're talking about that second stack, and that's exercise. And maybe you're someone who's always exercised, but what you were doing maybe in your 20s and 30s, your body doesn't respond to it the same way. Now, your worst enemy is stress. And exercise in and of itself can be a stress. So for those of you who love long distance running or high interval intensity training, like HIIT workouts, those are not your best workouts today, not as you're entering perimenopause and menopause, because those workouts produce oxidative stress. They place the body under stress, and that's a good thing to some extent, but now because our bodies are already under so much stress, because our bodies are producing less estrogen and our bodies are starting to rely on our adrenals, it's just too much. So my recommendation to you is to, if you haven't already, I want you to check out the episode that I did about walking and strength training. These are my two go-to workouts. I recommend them for any woman who's dealing with perimenopausal symptoms. Switch to zone 2 cardio and heavy strength training. I'm telling you, your life will change. Your body will change. Your metabolism will change. Your hormones will begin to balance. You will send me a thank you card. You will send me a Christmas gift. You'll be like, Shalene, oh my God, why was I beating my body up? Why was I just trying to double down and work out harder and work out longer? No, it's time to be a kinder, gentler owner of your body. It's time to put muscle in your body. Muscle, my friend, is the fountain of youth. It gives you shape. It reduces the appearance of cellulite. It makes you feel strong. It improves your mood. It improves your libido. It increases your testosterone. It helps you keep your hormones in balance. And these types of workouts, specifically zone 2 working out, meaning cardio is your zone 2, that is going to help you reduce stress. And the less stress you have, the smaller your body, the tighter your body, the healthier you become, the more balanced your hormones. And the third approach that we're going to stack is your lifestyle. And again, I have to start with stress. And I know there's a lot of stress that we just like, what am I supposed to do about it? Like, these people are in my life and they're super stressful. What am I supposed to do about it? Or like, this is my job and it's stressful. What am I supposed to do about it? Like, there's certain seasons we go through where it's like, yeah, I know I'm supposed to reduce my stress, but like, what am I supposed to do? This is life. A lot of this is approach, number one. And number two, it's you making a decision about what it is you're focused on. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe you don't. I mean, I have friends every once in a while. I'm like, do you hear yourself? Do you hear what it is you're choosing to focus on? We have a choice every single day. We can choose every single moment. We can't decide what's going to happen to us, but we can decide how we're going to respond to it, how we're going to react to it, and choose what it is we decide to focus on. Like, in fact, even today, as I was getting ready, I had like a sleeveless shirt on, and I don't know what I was doing, but I was like moving my arms. And I was like, wow, that skin is like really crepey. You know what I did? I don't know if this is right or wrong, but like it works for me. I said, don't look at it. You know what I decided to do? I started looking at my shoulders. My shoulders look freaking amazing, if I do say so myself. I chose to focus on my shoulders and not this like weird, creepy skin that's like right here that my grandmother gave me. Like, I'm just not going to look at it. I choose to focus on the things that I think are beautiful instead of focusing on the things that I'm like, oh yeah, that's not exactly what I want it to be. Focus on the things that make you happy. Focus on the things that are a blessing. Focus on the things that you're proud of. And I don't just mean about your body. I mean, in your whole life, think about the things you're grateful for. Focus on those things. That's the first lifestyle approach that I want you to make. The second lifestyle approach that's going to make a really big difference is limiting your exposure to toxins. This means toxic products. This means alcohol. This means smoking. This means processed foods. It's limiting yourself to toxic people. These are all things that improve your lifestyle. Improve your lifestyle by becoming a more active person, by burning more calories in the form of NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenics. This is like, it's just being a more active person. Like right now, I don't know if you guys realize this, but I used to record my podcast, for those of you who are watching it, I used to record it sitting down. And then I realized, just from doing some research, you burn twice as many calories just standing as you do sitting. So why wouldn't I do something as simple as that? Like just standing, learning to squat and lift. And I don't mean like exercising, but like literally squatting down to pick something up instead of bending over. Those kinds of things are a lifestyle approach. A lifestyle approach is anything that reduces the stress that you're experiencing, like improving your sleep, finding ways to improve your sleep. And I've done quite a few episodes where we've talked about sleep hygiene and how you can improve your bedtime routine, how to change the environment that you're sleeping in so that you get quality sleep. Tracking your sleep, I use an Oura Ring. Tracking my sleep, it's crazy how that's gamified things for me. Like before I'd be like, I think I got good sleep. But now I have a number and I have to look at the number. And I look at that number and I can see, look, here's a night. This is specifically a night where I did not take my sleep supplements. You guys know I take magnesium that helps me with my sleep. And I also take a melatonin supplement. Like gamify your sleep. These are ways you can improve your overall lifestyle. And then lastly, when it comes to lifestyle, community. The worst thing you can do for your overall hormone health is to isolate. And this happens as we age, especially for women as they approach 50s and 60s and 70s. You just kind of get in your own habits and routines and take less effort to reach out to others and build community. But there's so much more that you can experience when you have people around you. You need people. Community helps us to live longer. Have you guys seen that documentary? I've talked about it many times. I think it's called The Blue Zones. You know, it's those people who live to be over 100 years old. The one thing all of these people have in common is community. And for a lot of them, it's their church, but it's also family. It's also like, find your people. Girl, find your people, build community, stop being so self-reliant. I know you can do it all. I know you don't need other people, but they need you. And it feels really good. So build community. And the last and final layer, that final approach that I want you to focus on when trying to balance your hormones naturally is nutrition. As we reach that perimenopausal stage, ladies, you need muscle. And in order to build muscle, you need protein. So I don't care what you were doing in the past. It is important for you to make sure you have adequate protein. I am not someone who enjoys tracking. I no longer track my macros. I used to, but it made me stressed out. And I don't like being stressed out. I don't like having to walk around with a calculator and going like, uh-oh, do I have to get like 10 more grams of protein in? Like, it drove me crazy and it just wasn't working for me. And I don't think I was ever more stressed and overwhelmed than when I felt like I had to track every single macro, micro, whatever morsel that went in my mouth. Once I finally just said, you know what I'm going to do? And I did a whole episode about this. and it's called How Much Protein Do You Really Need? Or I think there was something about the title. Anyways, I will link it below in our show notes. But you can see the difference in my body. You can see the difference in my physique when I started making some of the changes that I'm talking about here. But specifically, I stopped tracking and just said, every time I sit down to eat, I'm going to have a protein and I'm going to start with plants. I'm going to do greens and I'm going to have a nice healthy protein. And that's where I'm going to get my carbohydrates from, nature versus breads and chips and and I still eat french fries too. But like, you know, instead of getting my carbohydrates from all these other areas, I'm going to get them from fruits and vegetables and my healthy proteins. And I don't worry about how many grams I've had. And obviously I'm putting on muscle and obviously it's helped me to reduce my body fat. So I don't know if you need to track. I don't like it. So if you want an much easier, I think, grace giving, more common sense approach to eating food, like the food rules drive me freaking crazy. Do you know that? Like I hate all the dumb food rules. I hate that everyone's got a special protocol. Like just use common sense. And that's the approach I'm going to use with you because, girlfriend, it doesn't have to be this hard. It shouldn't be this complicated. Why have we overcomplicated everything? And I know I was part of the problem, and now I want to be part of the solution. So when it comes to your nutrition, here's what I want you to remember. You need to focus on having healthy, quality ingredients that are unprocessed. The more processed your food, the more weight you're carrying, the more symptoms you will have as you enter into the state of perimenopause and menopause. Check out this clip from Dr. Sarah Berry.
So what we found was that those who had a healthy dietary pattern had about 30% less likelihood of experiencing hot flushes and sleep disturbances, and about 20% less likelihood of experiencing brain fog, joint pain, anxiety, or low mood. Interestingly, Jonathan, we also found that people that were living with obesity were also much more likely to have these symptoms. For example, those people living with obesity had nearly two times greater likelihood of experiencing brain fog or headaches compared to those who were normal weight.
And lastly, when it comes to nutrition, let's talk about intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting, for those of you, those women who are perimenopausal, listen, it can be awfully tricky. I know for me, doing intermittent fasting during my perimenopausal state, I think it's one of the reasons why I gained more weight during perimenopause. And it just, like, I kept trying to double down and doing it harder, and it wasn't working. It's difficult because your hormones are in such flux. And that's why I want to recommend that you check out someone like expert Mindy Pels. She has a specific protocol for those women who are perimenopausal and want to do intermittent fasting. Again, it's a protocol, but she also has a kind of a simplified approach to it that you can apply. But for those of you who are menopausal, hi, I'm so happy to be in the club with you. We do really well with intermittent fasting. It's so much simpler now because now we can create that homeostasis. We're not getting our cycle anymore, right? So we don't have to plan around what stage of our cycle we're in. Intermittent fasting is ideal. It's easy. It's simple. It works for many of you. And I did, like I said, a whole episode where I break down how to make intermittent fasting simple. So you don't have to have like all these strange rules, et cetera. And it's a really common sense approach. That too will be linked in our show notes. So that's it. It's a four-pronged approach. Is it easy? No. Is it easier to just take a pill or take a shot? Of course. But if you don't have the option, if you have decided for personal reasons that you are not going to do hormone replacement therapy, and you've made an informed decision, and you've looked at the recent research, and you know the risks versus benefits, and you've still made that decision, then this is what you've got to focus on. Because we want to keep you alive. We want to keep you alive, living your best life, looking phenomenal, girlfriend having insane energy. We want to make sure that you are still enjoying a sexual relationship with your long-term partner, that you feel young and vibrant, your skin feels great. Like, we're never going to be 25 again, thank God. But you have everything you need for free. It's lifestyle stuff, right? Like, you can make these changes today. Even if you are doing hormone replacement, like, all of these things are going to make you live longer. They're going to make you feel better. They're going to give you optimal longevity. And ultimately, that's what I want to help you do. I just want to help you continue to look and feel freaking amazing, or improve what it is you're not feeling today, so that you know that that's a possibility. You can change who you are tomorrow. No, it can start today. You just make tiny little changes. Don't overwhelm yourself. Just decide, like right now after listening to this episode, okay, I'm just going to do one or two things. Maybe I'm going to pick up a couple of those supplements and start taking those. Maybe instead of forcing myself to go do that intense cycling class tomorrow, I'm just going to do a zone 2 cardio walk. Like, just make a decision to make small changes and stick with it. We're a community here. We're friends. Drop a comment and let me know what you're going to do this week. What one change you're going to make this week. And comment on somebody else. If you're watching on YouTube, comment underneath what someone else says they're going to do, because this is where community starts, right? And we can connect with each other. I also would encourage you to join our Facebook group. There, it's called The Pod Squad, and we can connect there. And for those of you who are on Patreon, you can comment wherever it's comfortable for you. I just want you to know that community is all around you. Look for like-minded people and you will find them. Like, I bet we would be best friends in real life, right? You can call me your internet bestie, your podcasting bestie. I would love that. We'll get necklaces like BFF, right? And then you'll wear one, I'll wear the other, something like that. Listen, I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.